It's 9 in the morning, as...
Officer Perry Mason. No, sir, Mr. Mason hasn't come in yet. Oh, just a moment, sir. Odella.
Good morning, Gertie.
You know when Mr. Mason will be here?
Any minute, I hope.
Mr. Mason's expected momentarily, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Donald Thomas Wallace will be in his office all day and wants Mr. Mason to phone him at his earliest convenience.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Wallace. He's head of that big insurance company. He came in yesterday.
Yes, after you left.
Hey, Della, be sure my coat's out of the way when you hang yours up.
What?
Please be careful of my coat. Don't mash it.
Well, I wouldn't think of mashing your coat, Gertie. Why?
Didn't you see? I got flowers.
This time of the year.
Harry brought me a corsage. I pinned him on my coat this morning.
Big night?
Uh-huh. Harry and I went dancing.
Oh, good.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, hi,
good morning, Mr. Mason.
Mail's already in your office, Chief.
Right.
Gertie, did Mr. Wallace say he'd be in all day?
Uh-huh. Shall I get him for Mr. Mason now?
No, not yet. I'll tell you when and if.
Odella, we got the offer from Buckley. You can draw up the agreement I drafted.
All right. Oh, Chief, look. Mr. Wallace phoned. Mr. Donald Thomas Wallace.
Yes, he said he'd phone this morning. Now, about that agreement.
Excuse
with
me, Perry, but Mr. Wallace wants you to phone him. Said he'd be in his office all day.
Well, then it's all right, as long as I phone sometime today.
Now, are you going to keep me on pins and needles all day, Mr. Mason?
You? What do you mean, Noah?
You know very well what I mean. Are you going to direct the investigation for that group of insurance companies, or aren't you? I refer to the investigation of the stolen car ring, in case you've forgotten.
I remember.
But you haven't told me.
I don't know, Della.
You mean you can't make up your mind?
No. I'm not sure I'm the right man to handle the job.
Oh, Perry. Well, the insurance people think you are. Some of the smartest businessmen in the country...
I have thought about it, Della, a great deal. I'm a lawyer... Not an expert on auto theft.
Yes, but, Chief, you
I have to know more about that used car racket before I can decide. Get Lieutenant Trag for me, please.
Gertie, get Lieutenant Trag and homicide, please. Wasn't Trag an auto theft at one time?
Trag? No, not that I know of, but I need some more information. Maybe he can tell me who to contact.
Hello. Oh, yes, Gertie. Okay, put him right on. Here he is, Chief.
Thank you. Hello, Trag. It's Perry Mason. Swell. Say, Trag, I want some information on stolen cars. Yes, I remember you're on homicide. I also remember that you're a police officer, and as such, you have friends who are police officers. Perhaps even a friend in auto theft? A gent who can and will give me information when you clear the way for me? Thank you. Who? Oh, write this down, Della.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Ed Bailey, auto theft. Well, today, if possible. That's right. Well, now, why should I tell you what it's all about? You're in homicide. What do you care about auto theft? All right, I'll see you, Dragon. Thanks. Now, do you think we can turn out that agreement as...
Excuse me. Yes, Gertie. Oh, great. Well, wait a minute. Perry, that girl the secretarial service sent us, she's not coming in. She ran away and got married over the weekend.
I'm very happy for her.
Me too. But what am I going to do about getting somebody else?
Don't. If I do take the insurance case, we'll be working in secret. I want no strangers in the office.
Oh, okay. Don't phone the secretarial service yet, Gertie. Perry, since Kate Beekman can't dance anymore, maybe now she'd take a job here. We know Kate. We can trust her.
No, Della.
Oh, Perry, I trust Kate Beekman to the end of
the... Please, Miss Street, of course I trust her. You forget the insurance case?
Yes, but that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Oh, dangerous, maybe,
Well, you never know, possibly. You never know where this kind of investigation will take you, which is all right for us. We're used to it, and we'll go into it with our eyes open. But we can't ask Kate to share our danger, not even to give her...